Belated April Fool's Day. Hi, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour, coming to you a couple minutes late, but better late than never. That's what they say. We pray that that's the case today. So welcome to the Insight Hour. Every week on Tuesday, this time, this place, bbsradio.com, we bring you the Insight Hour. And on Sunday nights, we've been hosting for Reverend Roxy Hampton, Mission Possible. On Sunday nights, don't miss that program. Don Nikoloff, who follows our program here tonight, as in every weeknight, same time, 10 o'clock Pacific time. Don Nikoloff, don't miss my brother Don. Excellent coverage you get on bbsradio.com. You know, I was looking at, obviously giving it up to the Creator tonight, but after that I'd like to give it up to the spies in the Central Intelligence Agency who made the headline news today. But let's start with where we should give our great glory and thanks to. Not the boobs on Capitol Hill and not the boobs behind them in intelligence. Heavenly Creator, thanks for everything that you're constantly giving us. The outpouring from your heavenly throne is absolutely stunning and amazing. And I ask for a special humbling of my heart and everyone's heart listening to receive with full measure of gratitude your constant, constant love, your joy, your outpouring into our lives. We thank you for this week, and we thank you for the week to come. We thank you for our families and our communities. We thank you for all of the blessings of labors of love that you give to us to do for you on behalf of humanity. And we thank for all the resources and prosperity that you bring to our very, very full plates. We thank you for the challenges that are our opportunities to know you better and to do greater and better things all the time by having a measure of not simply just your love, but your amazing patience. Amazing how patient you are that you can go for millennia knowing the outcome as you do, knowing how we loving human beings win in the end against all the corruption and all the fraud and all the malfeasance and the manipulations of the populations and the genocide under the guise of national security and public health particularly. And that you know this outcome and you've known it for, as I said, for eternity. And that we, humanity, can have a glimpse at your measure of patience and your virtues, your great glory that we now are witnessing in these end times as the unfoldment of our destiny is absolutely stunning and amazing. To share and show that there's nothing greater than you, Heavenly Creator, that you are indeed the King of the universe, the most prosperous of all the greatest prosperers. And we thank you for all the prosperity you're bringing to we, your humble people. Thanks for the show. Thanks for the group in the office, BBS Radio, Don Newsom. Thanks for Seth and Engineering. And thanks for all the listeners. Special blessing, Heavenly Creator, we ask prayer that goes out for a healing of Reverend Roxy Hampton's back. Again, she's been engaged in challenge with her back for the last several weeks, and we ask for a remedy to be placed from your spirituality into her back and her Holy Spirit-filled temple. And I say Yasha's name, I praise you, and in your name I greatly trust, knowing that Yasha represents Yahshua, our Messiah, and your name is absolutely stunning and miraculously the music of eternity. And we thank you for that. Amen. Well, folks, headline news. Central Intelligence Agency, our top spies, find secrets in plain sight, heralds USA Today. Gee whiz, I wish they would have told us that years ago. I would not have wasted so much time looking in the sources of covert intelligence and secreted classified files. I would have simply did what they are telling us we should have done all the time. Look in plain sight. Look right in our internet. Look at the publications that are being put out every day. Here's the headlines from Washington, USA Today. For 40 years, U.S. presidents have begun each day with a top-secret personal briefing on security threats and global affairs, obtained largely from covert spy missions, clandestine satellite surveillance, and other highly classified intelligence sources. Now, however, the president's daily brief and other crucial intelligence reports often rely less on secrets from risky espionage missions than on material that's available to just about anyone. This is a lengthy feature article, folks, end quote. Lengthy feature article that deals with the fact that it's amazing what you can find in public files and public material, public access materials. They have a new name for it here. They have OSINT. OSINT stands for U.S. Intelligence Community. It's an acronym. 16 federal agencies that make up U.S. intelligence community use OSINT, the open source intelligence, they call it. Open sources, such as, for example, what I found in the public records in the basement of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill Davis Library there, special virus cancer program under which the AIDS-like and the Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered. How could this material be in public record, obviously there before your eyes, and yet escape the intelligence agencies that apparently, or that is allegedly, seeing and using this public access information? The reality is that unless it's making the headline news, it's really not anything. It's not part of the agenda of the Central Intelligence Agency. So, as I've declared numerous times in the past, if you're reading the New York Times, you're reading USA Today, you're reading the Washington Post particularly, you're reading a Central Intelligence Agency propaganda. They're the mouthpiece of the CIA, along with the mainstream media. So what's the purpose? What's the purpose here of the Central Intelligence Agency telling you that they're now seriously considering the most important intelligence, that which is public access information? Because you see, it's the public access information by which the intelligence agencies and the global governors, the cryptocracy, the secret elite, they have to have their thumb on the pulse of the psychology and the mentality and the documentation and the communications ongoing in the public domain. That, in essence, is what they're about. And in fact, that is precisely what the Revolution in Military Affairs, which is what it's called, the Revolution in Military Affairs is the revolution by which the most important war-making strategy, propaganda, is disseminated. Without that, without control of the public's mind through the mainstream media and throughout, without utilizing what the public is aware of and actually produces, then ultimately we do not have the capacity to be victims of war in a psychological sense. So this is the most critical factor. So I thought it was very interesting and apropos for the Insight Hour to look at what was in USA Today today and the front page headlines. So let me give you a toll-free number if you want to get engaged in a conversation that has to do with the Central Intelligence Agency and the way in which propaganda warfare is being conducted by the mainstream. Call in, toll-free, listener call-in line at bbsradio.com is 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. Lines are open for your call. In the meantime, let me acknowledge a couple of our sponsors. www.sponsorship.com tetrahedron.org, the publishing company that brings you the three of the 16 books that became national bestsellers because the folks like you had eyes to see and ears to hear this kind of truth, starting with the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. A lot of focus in the last several weeks with vaccinations and the AIDS issue and the contaminations has been taking place. I've gotten several calls. In fact, there's two video film companies currently engaging the subject and have asked me for interviews, and I've granted them interviews over the next couple months. This is numerous times have we already heralded the fact that the AIDS virus was a laboratory creation. The bottom line, Litton Bionetics, the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab, created this under the direction of the National Cancer Institute. Under Dr. Robert Gallo as project officer overseeing the entire Litton Bionetics project, which was for the creation of these types of viruses for not simply cancer research, but literally for depopulation studies and affecting a depopulation bioweapon. So this is a website that we've published, and there's a Tetrahedron Publishing Group. I thank them for publishing this kind of information on the in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. And the website that you want to check out that's been up for operating for years now is www.originofaids.com. You want to look at that website if you have an interest in the truth about the man-made vaccine-transmitted, triggered pandemic called HIV-AIDS. That's actually a cross-breed, a cross-co-infection between mycoplasma and the immune-compromising retroviruses. Mycoplasma being a cross itself between a bacteria and a virus, which is the source of most of the illnesses that we have today as a strong immune suppressive agent. Now, last week and actually the week before last also, we had a guest, Burke Elder, on our program, and we had information from a colleague of ours who has remained anonymous for good reasons because of the most important work that he's accomplishing with a product called OxySilver. You should go to www.oxysilver.com to learn more about this awesome, revolutionizing, literally, it is health revolutionizing in the sense that, or evolutionizing, let's say, evolving healthcare beyond the toxic manipulation of the population through vaccination. In fact, OxySilver makes vaccinations and toxic immunizations obsolete. Fabulous product that you should make yourself aware of, particularly if you have some concerns about infectious diseases or have loved ones who are suffering with them. Forget about this MRSA, resistant strains of germs that really have no place in the realm of OxySilver, a hyper-energized oxygen and water hydrosol that uses silver, one of the most electrically conductive elements of the periodic table, to literally zap, totally electrocute, annihilate, pull away from the pathogens their membrane electrons so that they lose their stability and their membranes become open structures so that they are then totally altered in their capacity to regulate themselves and to maintain their ion balance and their water balance within their own cells. And in other words, they explode because of the energy alteration within their own membrane. That's OxySilver, folks. OxySilver.com. Great website. Check it out. Lots of great information. And look, even at the science. Talk about what's available in the public domain and propaganda mechanisms. Just a study of OxySilver, the silver hydrogen oxygen hydrogen hydrosols, they're called. Technically, oligodynamic is what they're titled, oligodynamic silver hydrosol. These concentrates now that have been formed by very amazing advanced research and developments in the field of nanotechnology, using nothing at all that is harmful. That is, silver is totally benign to the body, except when you utilize it in mega doses as you're getting with colloidal silvers. This is not a colloidal silver. Simple water, purified water, energized water, oxygen, hydrogen, and silver is what oxysilver is about. What's unique about it is the covalent bond. That's unheard of between oxygen and silver in any concentrate. So this is an oligodynamic silver hydrosol, it's technically called, that literally has the capacity to annihilate all the pathogens, steal their electrons, destabilize their membrane potentials, open up their cells and their viral structures to this hydrosonic whacking, this elimination, electrocution of their own pathological beings. So that's an amazing thing to have at the time when we're being told more and more often by the news media, the mainstream source of propaganda, that the greatest threat that we have is the biological weapons and bioterrorism, and that the government is actually going to be spraying certain parts. Of course, they're spraying through the chemtrails, this chemical toxin, this ooze that they're putting out in the form of aluminum oxide and barium and a variety of other elements, including some samples show blood cells, some samples show pathogens, some samples show fibril structures, so similar to what we see in this bizarre new illness that we're witnessing, whereby we're starting to see people secreting out of their skins these fibrils, protein fibrils of some strange sort. And that the bottom line of all of this stuff is that we're being told that this is kind of like part and parcel of some normal natural occurrence when it is not. And that our immune systems are being simply intoxicated. And the mainstream media propaganda is primarily covering this not only thing called non-lethal warfare in a revolution in military affairs, but this thing called the Russian biological cocktail. The Russian biological cocktail method. You should remember that name. I wrote about that in the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. When you look at what's going on in the air today, the contamination and the pollution, particularly in the chemtrails, and you see that this is a result of the Howard Hughes patent that we've reprinted in black and white, whereby they say that it's for our own good. They say that it's for, that is the dissemination in the J-P-8 jet fuel of this barium or this aluminum oxide, this aluminum spraying, where they say that it's for our own good, for global warming, for the attenuation of global warming. Well, you know what the fact is, that we're heavily intoxicated with the element aluminum through the foods that we're eating, the deodorants that we're using, the chemicals, the body lotions, all of that stuff that contains aluminum, the antacids that contain aluminum that we're using as over-the-counter medicinals. All of these aluminum pots and aluminum cans and all of the aluminum that we're increasingly exposed to and intoxicated with, of course, aluminum is associated with Alzheimer's disease, neurological impairment, memory loss. And that's precisely what you want to achieve with the dumbing down of the population for population reduction, so that they wouldn't know what hit them when it was hitting them. People have been intoxicated and stupefied by the chemical contaminants in the air, in the food, in the water. And so this is actually part of what we were talking about at the very beginning of the show, that the number one most important factor, says the Army's own documentation, the War College's own publications, the most important factor in what is called non-lethal warfare. It's lethal in the long run. They don't tell you that. It kills slowly, most profitably. That's the key to the modus operandi, what's happening, what's the reality, why it is that people are so sick, why it is that people are increasingly going to the concentration camps today they call hospitals and healthcare centers and elderly care homes. Yesterday's concentration camps evolved by the IG Farben cartel into today's monuments, and the largest monuments in the largest urban areas today, the growing, amazing places, are the monuments to the medical deities, the MDs, called hospitals, health centers, health maintenance organizations, is really disease control, disease manipulation of the population. And so that the most important factor in the revolution in military affairs, this is part of the War College's information, is propaganda. Is propaganda. Is the control of the public's mind so that when you affect the genocide, people are actually thankful to you for killing them. That can only be done through a hypnosis machine and a mechanism and a definitive political agenda, and a legislated agenda. And now you can understand the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act in the aftermath of 9/11 and all the fears and the frights, particularly the anthrax mailings, the fraud and the serial homicide of those mailings, killing people for the sake of frightening the population to induce the legislation to gain the public support and the finances for all of these corporations that make vast fortunes off of humanity's suffering through the fears that are generated by this propaganda mechanism, key to the revolution, evolution, and military affairs for those in global control. The oligarchy, the cryptocracy, that the puppet politicians that we are given a chance to vote for, and this thing that they call democracy that's actually corporate fascism masquerading on an international basis, puppet politicians, absolute prostitutes for the global cartel, the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, the progeny of the IG Farben Nazi regime, the rise of the Fourth Reich, the rise of the new Ordnung, the new order, all the money from World War II that was made was put into this new Ordnung, new order, this new world order that George H.W. Bush, in his State of the Union address when he was president, heralded as such a wonderful, great thing for all the people. Well, it's not going to be so great for a lot of people. Unfortunately, most people aren't waking up to the fact that they're being taken out. So that the best thing that I can give you, I can recommend, is a DVD documentary called In Lies We Trust, subtitled The CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. You can go online right now to www.inlieswetrust.com, and if you haven't seen the whole thing, you might want to watch it from that website via Google. Google Video, the whole 2.5 hours of In Lies We Trust is there to be viewed. Also in 16 parts on YouTube, it's there to be viewed, and more people are viewing it, including especially almost 100,000 people now, I understand, have viewed the segment wherein Dr. Maurice Hilleman from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, the world's leading vaccine developer for the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, the Merck Company, admitted bringing the AIDS virus into the North America labs for the production of the vaccines that Merck were putting out, including the hepatitis B vaccine that website I gave you earlier, originofaids.com, will tell you was the source of the AIDS pandemic. It's what triggered it, specifically in gay men in New York City and blacks in Central Africa. This is what triggered HIV/AIDS. This man's work, this man's research and development, alongside the Merck Pharmaceutical Company in the development of these four strains of the hepatitis B vaccine given to gay men in New York, blacks in Central Africa, prepared in contaminated chimpanzees and rhesus monkeys sent to Merck from Africa by by Litton Bionetics. Dr. Hilleman will tell you and tells you on this secreted interview that we've released on the internet. Go to YouTube and watch it. It's titled Merck Vaccine Chief. Explains the origin of AIDS. So you can do that right on YouTube, right on YouTube. You can pop in those search terms and come up with that documentary segment from In Lies We Trust. Vitally important to spread this information to make people aware. We are winning this war. Believe me, we win. We win in the end. This is what I led off in my prayer this evening, acknowledging and heralding and creating a blessing and a prayer of thanks to the Creator for actually knowing in advance how it all falls out. And this is what's taking place. The fallout is actually a spiritual one foremost. So all this physical manipulation, coercion, and enslavement and intoxication of the population through the biologicals and the chemicals is all physical, secondary to the spiritual. So the fallout in the spiritual sense is actually falling out of the musical mathematics that, if you haven't read the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, I urge you to do that. Then you'll be up to date with what we're engaged in. And by the way, I just got a wonderful contribution from a researcher named Dave Romer. He's produced an analysis on the 528 hertz frequency. Now, if you've tuned into this program, and if you've read the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, you know that 528 hertz is love hertz. Love hertz. That's frequencies, sound, cycles per second of sound. 528 hertz is also the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. How is it that DNA, if it's fragmented, can be placed into water, hydrosol solution, particularly advanced by silver, electromagnetically and bioacoustically, energetically enhanced with the silver, because silver is one of the most electrically conductive elements, along with copper and gold. And so you then put into this energy the 528 frequency, and what happens is that these broken pieces of DNA simply spiral back into their normal shape. That sacred spiral called DNA, and that's the title of one of my recent books called DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. If you're a researcher or a healthcare professional, really vitally important for you to integrate is this knowledge about what DNA truly is as an antenna to the Creator. And it's a spiral with about 3% of its function engaged in protein synthesis. Well, they make a big deal about that. Who's they? The Rockefeller-directed genocidalists, eugenicists. In fact, I recently saw an article and a op-ed piece in the Spokane Tribune Herald talking about how important it was for us to reconsider sterilizing all of our mentally retarded children today that have been induced into neurological impairment from the vaccination and the accumulation of mercury. Again, another suppressed item on the government's health roster is the accumulation of mercury from the vaccinations that far exceeds the Environmental Protection Agency's toxic dose limits by the time the children are through. Duh, stupid wonders where the autistic spectrum disorders have come from. Of course, they don't really wonder. It's as the Central Intelligence Agency tells you. It's all in public access. You could read all about it in the internet. Just like you could read all about what Reverend Wright, who is Obama's minister and past friend and collaborator, suddenly now distanced and ostracized from the Obama political dialogue and campaign, was found all over the internet and entered into his sermon about the AIDS virus being a genocidal weapon. Duh, where does that come from? And why didn't we hear about that in the debate and in the retreat that Obama prepared following the mainstream media's assessment of the fact that the statement was rendered, but yet completely then neglected in terms of what is on the internet as public access information concerning the origins of HIV/AIDS, literally being an Anglo-American plot to literally depopulate between a third to a half of the world's population. And it goes beyond that, folks. It's not the only thing that's going to kill us. But this is part and parcel of what we're really want to look at in some of the works. The concept that DNA, this old, over a century ago, eugenics began. Eugenics is defined as the scientific investigation of genetic differences between the races. It includes the genetic predispositions for diseases between the races. So if you're an Italian or if you're a Jew, and you've got that history, you have certain genetic predispositions for certain diseases. And in fact, it wasn't just Jews or Muslims or blacks or Indians or Native North Americans. It was Christians also that were investigated for potential genetic differences. Now imagine that. What does that have to do, DNA, genetics, have to do with someone's faith in a certain theology? You would think nothing. You would think nothing because what they've told you DNA is about, everything they say about DNA is a deception, in essence, because it says in the Bible, for instance, that a half-truth is a complete lie. Well, the DNA, they tell you, is all about one thing. A template, they say, for protein synthesis, which now modern science tells us represents approximately 3, maybe 3.5% of its total function. That 93 to 94% of its function, the vast majority of genetic functions, has to do with sound and light reception and transmission, not happening because of the DNA, but happening because of the water surrounding the DNA and infusing it with this love power, particularly the 528 hertz frequency, which is the center of the entire cosmos, the center which, by the way, of the universe spirals. You know, we've ever thought about this. We've had shows in the past. We've talked about this on previous Inside Hour broadcasts. You can go to the archives. Please do. As little as $2 a month donation to BBS Radio gets you all these valuable archives. And you can go into the past archive programs, and you can see what we've talked about with regard to 528 hertz frequency being the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It is the center, therefore, of the rainbow. It's the center of the color green. It's the center of your heart chakra, which is likewise spinning just like the rest of the universe. And if you ever wondered why when you flush your toilet, it spins, it doesn't simply just drop down that tube. It's because everything in the universe is spinning. The earth is spinning. The galaxies are spinning, likewise, in this 6 or 9 structure. And so get love the real Da Vinci Code. You'll find it absolutely revelatory. Just amazing the information that you'll get from love the real Da Vinci Code. The book is on the internet. www.lovetherealdavincicode.com still has, I haven't removed it yet. I was planning to, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. So when you can, while you still can, read it for free. And then you'll want to order the hard copy by calling this toll-free number, 888-508-4787. That'll connect you with healthyworldstore.com. healthyworldstore.com. Another great, great sponsor of this broadcast and all of my work. for the dissemination of the information, for the edification of the congregation, for the uplifting of people to the truth that shall set people free. It's vitally important to support HealthyWorldDistributing.com or HealthyWorldStore.com and order the material. Once you get done a free read, you'll want to order the hardcover. Love the Real Da Vinci Code from 1-888-508-4787. And you have my personal thanks, gratitude for the support that you render, because that's what keeps us going, including the ministry. And our ministry, in case you don't know, deals with the worst news as well as the best news. That clearly there is far more good than there is evil on the planet. Because that's the case of the universe too, because there's only one creator. There's one majorly king of the universe, and the secondary Nephilim or the fallen angels or the aliens or the space beings and the lesser gods, they are not as great. So there's lesser evil than there is good. And so that the who wins in the end is very clear. Even though we're entering into Judgment Day for America and the world right now, the evolution of this Fourth Reich, the rise of the Fourth Reich, this globalization of the manipulation of the population, which is causing the decimation of humanity, and every value that we hold true in our hearts as loving and pure and good is being completely undone. I'm sure you can appreciate that simply by looking at what's playing in the music of today, the music world, which is why we started TetraHedronRecords.com. Go to online to theperfectcircleofsound.com and realize that this 528 hertz frequency, which heals miraculously DNA by resonating, spinning that sacred structure, that sacred spiral back into its normal strand. And I have to confirm, I am convinced that there is enough evidence to say that DNA is not double-stranded. It has probably always been triple helix. It has been a triple helix, not a double helix. Triple-stranded, because you see, everything that is good and pure and powerful from the kingdom of heaven comes in threes, sixes, nines, or eights. Those are the power numbers in the kingdom of heaven. And the core creative frequencies, now we know. So the greatest truths, this is one, that shall set humanity free. The greatest truths have been buried and suppressed. Now they're coming back. We are blessed with revealing them. So that's the part of the great news that our ministry has been heralding at the forefront of. Go to www.liveh2o.org and you see how we win. The concert for the living waters planned for summer solstice, June 19th to the 21st, 2009. That gives us about a year and 3 months now to prepare for the singing of love into the waters of the planet in such a powerful way, with such clear intelligence, that ultimately what happens is that we're going to create a resonance within the waters of the planet to create a virtually homeopathic of love flowing through every river and stream and ocean on this gem of a planet, resonating the frequencies of divinity, reflecting back as water does, reflects the light. It shall reflect back the love of the Creator through human voices being superconducted and transmitted, resonated eternally through the waters of the planet. You talk about the importance of baptism. If you're a Christian listening out there, you know that our Messiah, Yeshua, went to John the Baptist for his anointing, for his spiritual blessing. It was required for his ministry. It was required for his personal spiritual evolution. Likewise, what's required, according to Revelation 14, 1 through 6, Revelation, book of Revelation 14, 1 through 6, the concert for the living waters. 144,000 voices to be joined together on the internet, and that's one of the things I will be putting up. We have a recent contribution from Jonathan Goldman, who did the miraculous healing CD called Holy Harmony. More and more people, as a matter of fact, when I did Coast to Coast Radio with George Norrie a couple weeks ago, the number one album, best-selling album on Amazon.com was Holy Harmony, because yours truly recommended it as the most powerful healing CD on the planet. What is it? It is the perfect circle of sound, rendered by Jonathan Goldman and his lovely wife and the recording artist, vocalist, a professional vocalist in a sound recording studio playing and chanting in the Gregorian chant style, Yeshua's Hebrew name, Yod Heh Shin Vav Heh, over and over again to those nine core creative frequencies. And if you're an entrepreneur, and if you seek prosperity, then realize that the source of all prosperity is the same. The kingdom of heaven generates it by the grace of our Creator. And so, ye shall be prosperous in all ways when you seek first the kingdom of heaven, then all else falls unto you, comes unto you. You attract it into your life because this is the musical mathematics of divinity, blessing humanity, the capability to have and be all that we can be. To have it all work out requires the singing of this uplifting new song, requiring the revelation of the perfect circle of sound to sing the specific notes of love and joy, the essence of our Creator's creative motivation. And so that's what the Concert for the Living Waters is. It's a global baptism that we're preparing. We're going to create all of the waters of the planet to be a love potion. This is called Love Potion number 528. And yes, you better believe that we are indeed developing a product by that name right as we speak. So that's part of the good news is that, we really have been blessed with the revelations for the technological innovations by which this darkness just flees. It can't stand the light. So the light is a frequency. The light of love is frequency 528. And the dark forces can't stand it. Which is why, precisely why, the music that's being played today is in a 440 hertz frequency, which is about as far away as you can get from any one of the core creative frequencies of nature. So as I mentioned briefly, David Romer has developed a wonderful presentation and affirmation and solidification of this great information, whereby you realize, holy smoke, there's more and more people all the time, researchers out there in the field of mathematics and physics and Bible scholars who are putting it all together and going, gee whiz, Horowitz is right. Look at this. Look at all this stuff that confirms these are the core creative frequencies. And that the global manipulators don't want you to have these things. And a great example of that, again, is in the music of the modern world, where it was reset. Instead of the ancient Levitical priests, based on the ancient priesthood, knowing that there were nine core frequencies, and the original musical scale had six of those frequencies that included the third note, Do, Re, Mi, or Ut, Re, Mi, Mira, Gestorum in Latin, miracles in English, miracle note, 528 hertz frequency. That's the frequency of divinity of love, the love tone. So that's what we're now advancing. If you go...